USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An Alabama state lawmaker considering banning all abortions in that state. Republican Representative Terry Collins announcing yesterday that she's filing legislation that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and she wants to ban all abortions in Alabama within 2 weeks of conception. Her legislation will be filed today. If passed, it could allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden facing a second accuser who claims he touched her inappropriately.
Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him.
USA's Robin Walensky, the second woman, says Biden rubbed noses with her in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College in Pennsylvania. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk, with the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness, of readiness, and leadership.
I'm John Clemens.
And some movement in the market to the upside. Taking a look now at your money, your portfolio certainly looking better on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 329 points to close at 26,258. The Nasdaq up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More Americans are avoiding health care for fear of bankruptcy, as it's driving others into massive debt. A new Gallup survey out this morning finds Americans borrowed $88 billion last year just to cover health care expenses, and one in four people just avoided health care altogether. Even well-to-do households expressing big concern over spiraling costs for health care. A Missouri death row inmate's lethal injection case is out after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge based on the inmate's rare medical condition. Russell Bucklew, convicted for murder and sentenced to death 22 years ago, claims lethal injection would cause him immense pain because extensive tumors in his throat would rupture. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 against his case yesterday, saying Bucklew failed to show that an alternative method of execution would be any better. A new tax on Netflix and other streaming services could be coming to the state of Illinois. A bill that's in the state house there would establish the Video Service Tax Modernization Act and Entertainment Tax Fairness Act. It would charge a 1% tax for watching. State leaders are also considering taxes on plastic bags and e-cigarettes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.